Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is July 3rd, 1959. This one's got Porter Wagoner and June Carter in the hosting roles. Let's get into it.
Capital of the world. Here's the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry, brought to you by Pet Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pie. Now, here's the star of this week's show, Porter Wagoner.
Her name it was Mirandy. I wanted to love, so I asked her law. I said, tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're real Jim Dandy, take my advice and put it on ice for. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Sandy, you can bet your boots she'll spread her stuff if you tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh my, if you have a love, you're right. Don't think you're real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and put it on ice. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
Porter Wagoner and all the boys. Welcome, Porter. Welcome to the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. I reckon you know the right answers to my questions.
Well, about that good pet evaporated milk?
Handiest milk you can get, Porter.
Well, I know all about that good new pet instant non-fat dry milk, too.
Your greatest bargain in the good things of milk.
And Pet Ritz frozen pies.
The real fruit country pies, Hoss. The real fruit country pies. But now, let's get on with the doings and tell the folks who's on the show.
Well, that's a good idea, T. Tommy. A mighty good idea.
Well, naturally, the good folks all know that you're on the show.
Naturally.
And all them cats of musicians you call the Wagoners.
Well, sometimes I call them something different like
that. Hold it just a minute. You want to get us knocked plumb off the air?
Go on with your end of the business.
Well, then, we got that happy bunch who just love to sing at wakes and weddings. The Jordanaires.
And they're mighty good.
Old Marvin Hughes and his honky-tonk piano.
That's for sure.
And as our guest, Porter, we got that quiet, that bashful, that retiring June Carter.
We'll be hearing from from June in just a few minutes. But right now, I got a question to ask you, T. Tommy.
Fire away, Slim One, fire away.
Well, the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest wound up last week, and everybody sure had a time.
Oh, you can say that again, Porter. This second annual contest was even bigger and better than the first one the year before. And weren't those final contestants something?
The best I ever heard. It's a pity that all couldn't win.
Yeah, but everybody sure had a big time. Well, do you know that out at the barbecue at Roy Acuff's house...
Speaking of that, I just got to ask you a question. Who was that big, fat, hungry gal that kept hanging around you?
Big, fat, hungry gal?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the girl in the purple shorts? Shorts? And the red striped sweater? And the green golf socks?
Yeah, that's the one. Who was she? And, by the way, how did she get into the party? She was the sorriest looking mess I ever seen.
You really want to know?
Well, sure I do.
That was my girlfriend, Myrtle Clatterbuck.
And I brung her. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, nothing except I reckon it's time for a little music. So here are the Jordanaires to sing Light of Love.
I'm gonna open up all of my doors. I'm gonna open up all of my doors. I'm gonna open up
all of my doors and let the light of love come in.
I'm gonna say a prayer
every day
till some love comes my way. I'm gonna
open up all of my doors and let the light of love come in.
I'm gonna open up the front door,
wide door,
back door,
side door,
all the doors of my heart. I'm gonna open up
the left door,
right door,
day door,
night door.
Now's the time to start.
I'm gonna put aside
everything,
cause I wanna hear those joy bells ring. I'm gonna open up
all of my doors and let the light of love come in.
See Marvin Hughes is getting all set at the piano, so he must be up to something. He and T. Tommy, that is.
On a warm summer day, what could taste better than a big scoop of ice cream smothered with Pet Milk's creamy, smooth ice cream sauce? There's fudgy chocolate, rich butterscotch, tangy orange. Easy to make, easy as stirring. Take Pet evaporated milk, Jell-O instant pudding, and Karo syrup and stir. There's no cooking. That's cause Pet has a special creaming quality no other form of milk can match. You'll want to try all three Pet Milk ice cream sauces, chocolate, butterscotch, and orange. Look for the recipes now at your grocer's Pet Milk display. Serve them often this summer. Smoothest ever ice cream sauces made double delicious with double rich Pet. Handiest milk you can get.
That's some of the best advice that you ever heard, neighbors. And now it's square dancing time, so here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle with old Joe Clark while all you good people cut a caper or two. Thank you. brings us down to guest time, and we have got a guest that we are mighty, mighty proud of. Here she is, that regular bachelor girl, always after one, June Carter!
Thank you, Forty. I was a-looking. What I'm a-looking for is one of them bachelors that's filthy rich, so I can clean the far out of him.
Wait a minute.
Hello, Pete-Tom.
Hello, Junebug.
You know, I've been watching you on the show, and you're one of my favorite people.
Thank you, huh?
Yeah, you're handsome.
Much obliged.
You sang good, too. Listen, I think you're about the best man on all these shows around here. I like you about better than any of them.
I think you're crazy.
You're right. No, sir, I'll tell you the truth about the thing, T. Tommy. I've been listening to you sing on this show every once in a while.
Well, I appreciate it, June.
And, you know, I just wanted to tell you, because I thought you ought to know that when you sing, well, you just kind of arouse the emotions in me.
Arouse the emotions?
Yeah, you really do. From way down deep, the deepest emotions in me, you arouse them. You do.
What sort of emotions, June?
Well, nausea, heartburn. The last time it was a quiver in my liver.
That's pretty good.
No, I was just kidding you, T. Tommy. Really, I kind of like to kid you, but, you know, I saw her. I saw her out at the picnic.
You saw who? Was that June? Mert?
Old Mert.
Did you see Mert at the picnic?
You all ought to have seen her.
Now,
you never
just,
saw
wait
nothing
just
like
a minute
that.
Now.
Will you quit gouging me? I saw her. Woo! What a woman. I have
June.
Never seen anything like that, Mert.
June. Now, Mert may be a little footloose.
Well, she needs tightening up all over.
Wait a minute.
She's poor old thing's about to fall apart. And that cake, did you eat any of that cake she baked?
I never
tasted nothing like that in my whole periodical putting together. That cake.
Well, it may be.
It's a good thing you didn't get none of that cake.
Well, June, wait just a minute. It may have been something she left out of.
No, it wasn't nothing she left out. It was what she put in it, Tommy. It was a doing it that way. And on top of all of that, she had on them green golf socks, and that great big old toe of hers worked its way out through the end of them socks, and was just sticking out through them sandals, just worming its way around in the dust there. And it was a peeping at me through them green golf socks she had.
A peeping at you?
Yeah, I don't mind it a peeping at me so much, but that old toe run out there and grabbed me by the ankle. Yeah, it did. No, you know, Thomas, she's a pretty good old girl.
Yeah.
And you being a good old boy like you are, I think it's all right. But I've been having it kind of tough here lately myself.
Have you, Jim?
Yeah, I've had it real... I've got that new sack look.
Well,
did you notice that?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, looks...
No, it ain't my dress, Marty. Look, it's them two sacks under my eyeballs.
Oh, dear.
It's what it is.
You know.
Fact of it is, I wrote a little poem about my hard times, and I'd like to say it for y'all if it's okay.
Well, I wish you would.
Things have been so bad here lately, I've been forced to steal a cup of coffee, a bag of corn, and even a sack of meal. But I wasn't caught, no sorry, as I had these things in tow. I tied a kerchief across my nose in case I had to blow.
June Carter, and thanks so much, Junebug. There's nobody like you, that's for sure. Which brings us down to that spot when we call on our star to sing his latest recording. Well, Sir Porter Wagoner's got a great new one out on the RCA Victor label, and he's going to sing it for us right now. Porter Wagoner... And I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing. In this world of sorrow, I sight. Then I recall how my Jesus died. Up there I know there'll be no pain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
I'm gonna sing.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Thank you so much. You're mighty, mighty kind. Now, T. Tommy, how about a few words about new Pep Enston?
Porter, after a performance like that, I'd venture to say you're a tired and thirsty man.
Well, you can bet I am, T., and I'll tell you, when I am really thirsty, nothing tastes better or peps me up more than a tall, cold glass of new Pep Enston non-fat milk.
Well, you know, Porter, in new Pep Instant, you get the real sparkle and vitality part of milk. All the protein, calcium, and B vitamins, but none of the high-calorie fat. There's nothing more refreshing and delicious as frosty cold new Pep Instant.
I drank it by the quart, Polty.
Then the big 12-quart size is what you need. You'll like it too, neighbors, for good milk nourishment without fat. Drink plenty of new Pep Instant. Look for the bright blue package at your grocer's now. New Pep Instant non-fat dry milk.
And that's the greatest 12 quarts of drinking pleasure that you ever had, neighbors. But now it's time for a little fast picking. So here's Red Gale, Don Warden, Tommy Jackson, and all the Wagoneers to play an old one called the Weeping Willer. From June Carter in just a few minutes, but before that happens, I think that we ought to hear another one of those fine numbers that the Jordanaires do. So here they are with a real rocking spiritual when we all get together with the Lord.
When the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord, and they treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Oh, yes, now when they all
together.
Well, hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, then the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger. When they all get together with the Lord, oh yes.
When the tall and the small get together with the Lord,
get together with the Lord. When they all get together with the Lord, then the right go on living, the wrong are forgiving. When they all get together with the Lord, oh yes, and now when they all
pray, God,
get together,
hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, oh yes, then the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger. When they
that was really great. Now, T. Tommy,
yeah.
I know that you got something to say to the folks, so how about it?
Hold it, Porter. Hold it just a minute. We got a subject that our guest knows a lot about.
You mean June Carter?
Right. June, folks around here say you're quite a pie maker.
Oh, shucks, you know I don't make my pies from scratch anymore. Not when I can bake a Pet Ritz frozen pie. Now, you take a Pet Ritz peach pie. It's just plum overflowing with juicy, red-centered peaches picked right off the tree. And the crust, oh, that crust, it's thin, tender, and flaky rich. And all the Pet Ritz pies are that good.
Ladies, you'll want to try Pet Ritz frozen pies, real fruit country pies.
Righty, Tommy. You're always so right, man. But now, here's June Carter all set to give us a rare and unusual treat. After a real hard struggle, we have finally persuaded her to sing a song for us.
No! I'm kidding. No, I can't take it.
Will you come back here, you coward, you? Folks, them policemen there in the back, they ain't locking them doors to keep you all in here. Them policemen is out there to keep the talent scouts off of me.
Yeah.
Them boys is after me, them talent scouts. Yes, sir. Let me tell you, buddy.
June, sing the song.
Well, okay. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't singing yet. I'm just getting my pitch. I'm going back to where I come from. Humdrum, but I sure have learned a lesson that is bound to stick. There ain't no use in me pretending. This city life just ain't no place for gals like me to end in a going back to where I come from, where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush. I used to go down to the station every evening just to watch a Pullman train come rolling in. And then one night, that great temptation got the best of me and drove me to a life of sin. I took my hat and $14 and went through all the trouble, all this life that always follows when you're rich and a hunting romance. But my hunting days are over, I can tell you that. I met a man in Kansas City and he winked at me and asked me if I'd like to step around. And I said, yep, that's what I'm here for. So he said he'd take me to the hottest spots in town. He mentioned things he'd have to fix up. So he took my $14 and there must have been a mix-up. He's been gone since Thursday evening and I got a hunch I'll never see that guy no more. When I get old and I have a grand girl, I'm going to tell her about my romance and then watch her eyes bug out. The chances are she won't believe me, so she'll do the same darn thing when she grows up, no doubt. But she can't say I didn't warn her. What would happen if she meets up with that city guy? That burn him a going back to where I come from, where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush. I'm done.
Thanks so much for being here and being our guest.
Yeah, June, and to tell you the truth, I even enjoyed your song, every note of it.
Well, bless you. You are mighty sweet. Now, bye, all of you.
She's a great entertainer, too, Tommy.
One of the greatest, Porter.
Now, how about you entertaining the folks with a few well-chosen words about pet? Pet evaporated, that is.
Ever watch a new mother cuddling her baby? You can just figure out what she's thinking. Seems like no time at all that he'll be growing up and going out on his own. So right off, you want to be sure he gets a good start. That means a formula made with PET evaporated milk. Your doctor will tell you PET contains vital milk nourishment, fortified with sunshine vitamin D, that helps your baby develop sound, sturdy bones and teeth. PET is uniformly rich, easy for baby to digest, and safe, too, in sealed, sterilized cans. You just can't buy a better milk for your baby than PET. More than 50 million babies have thrived on this form of milk. If there's a new baby at your house, or will be one soon, ask your doctor about PET evaporated milk. Porter, time's moving right along, and before we close the show, everybody wants one more song from you. So here he is, neighbors, Porter Wagoner, with another of his greats, Satisfied Mind.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame. Everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind.
Non-fat dry milk and Pet Ritz frozen pies. try some, won't you? And listen next week for the tops in country music and entertainment on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.